Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Representative Lori Schlegel. She's actually my rep. Lori, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Noel. How are you?
Doing well. How many more days left?
3 weeks. We're counting them down.
On the countdown, right?
On the countdown.
So let's talk about House Bill 77, kind of a rework of the TOPS program. What brought, what kind of was the moving force for you to decide to kind of change the way that TOPS is handled?
Sure. So I'm chair of House Education. And so in between sessions, we did interim meetings where we brought in like the departments and higher ed to come and just sort of take a deep dive into things. And the Board of Regents, which is over higher ed, they do a TOPS report. And so it showed me anecdotally what I already know is that we're losing a lot of our best and brightest to out-of-state schools. And so what that report showed, within 10 years, we went from 84% of our honors level of TOPS accepting their award to 73%. So it's close to 11% decrease of our honors levels accepting their TOPS and going to Louisiana colleges. And so it just sort of proved to me what I just anecdotally knew because, you know, I have a son that has gone to an out-of-state college. A lot of his friends did. And our schools are just not competing at the level of which some of those schools are coming to, you know, woo our children. And so I just knew that we had to do something about it to make our state more competitive in that way.
So what were the impediments that y'all identified that this bill attempts to remediate?
So what I heard from a lot of parents is, one, a lot of like Alabama, Ole Miss, they have a very predictable and knowable scholarship program. So you know if you make a certain ACT and you have a certain GPA, this is the award amount you're going to get. The only thing we have like that is obviously our TOPS award, and it does not even at the levels to which especially our best and brightest can get at some of these colleges. It just wasn't at the level of which some of these other colleges were offering. So we knew in order to be more competitive, we need to have a more knowable, predictable, you know, award opportunity for these students.
And obviously, I mean, a lot of times we don't think we're in the competition business, but we are, right? I mean, if you want to keep your best and brightest here, you have to make things predictable and it has to be stable.
Right. And what these colleges are doing, I mean, even Alabama, I know that they have their own recruiter that's on the North Shore. I mean, so they're actively recruiting our students. They do it very early. You know, they do a very good job when you get there on their campus doing a great tour. And then obviously the scholarship program is also very competitive. So, you know, and what I can tackle, obviously, is trying to, you know, revamp some of the TOPS, especially part of HB 77 is adding this what we consider an excellence level award. And so if you have a 31 on your ACT or above and a 3.5 on your GPA, then your award amount is $12,000, and you can use that at any of our Louisiana colleges, and it pretty much covers all of the tuition and fees.
Yeah, that's a nice benefit for sure. And as I was reading through the bill, there seems to be a number of other accommodations that kind of make the use or utilization of these dollars available more flexible.
Yeah, so we started out the bill. It was definitely more broader than where it is now. It did pass the House. And so I wanted to be able to increase each one of the award levels. And so there's opportunity performance honors, and now we've added the excellence. So we started out with, of course, a broader where we were going to increase. It was going to be a flat award amount just based off of your achievement. And you can take it sort of like the money follows the child. You could take it to any of the Louisiana colleges. But in order to make LSU more whole, we also had to add a stipend to it because theirs is a little bit higher than what the average was. And so our fiscal new grew and grew and grew to where it grew too much to where I don't know if we were going to be able to pass it as is. And so we did pare it down, and now we've included the excellence level where, again, to be able to counterbalance some of our best and brightest leaving our state.
And when we look at, like, Alabama and others, because they've been doing this for years, right, basically offering the same benefit as Tops Louisiana for them to go to another school, is this these dollars that they're putting up over there, are these state-funded dollars or are these donations that are coming into the university? Do we have any clue how they're financing a lot of what they're offering?
You know, I'm not specifically, but it's not just Alabama. And I know we kind of focus on Alabama just because Alabama is one of those ones that have grabbed a lot of our students. But now Ole Miss is competing, and even Arkansas. I was actually walking through our neighborhood and was stopped by one of the parents who actually was telling me how their child wanted to go to LSU, and their scholarship award just did not compete with some of the others. And then he proceeds to tell me about him and his son and a few of their friends are now going to Arkansas. And so, you know, we're even having other states around us competing for these, for our children. And I just feel like, you know, we need to do whatever is best in for our state to keep our children. I mean, obviously there was a point where 84% of our honor students were accepting TOPS. So I'd like to be able to at least get back up to that level. And so that's our goal with HB 77.
Well, it's critically important, Lori, right? Because, I mean, when we look at population migration, the out-migration in Louisiana has been greater than the in-migration, and this is one of the ways that you capture them is to keep them here, educate them here, and hopefully create more opportunities here, right?
I totally agree with that. And especially when I just hear stories of kids that wanted to go to LSU, wanted to go to one of our in-state schools, and just the package that they were offering, it was just not competitive. And so I know I'm not going to be able to get every child, because there's just going to be some children that want to go, obviously, out of state. But for those that want to stay in state, we need to make sure that we're doing whatever it takes to keep them, because our state is so diverse. I mean, even if you live in an area and you want a different experience, I mean, and where we live, I mean, you can go to La Tech up in Ruston and have a totally different experience than living in Jefferson Parish. So I feel like for our state, and that's why we wanted to make sure it was a set award amount, and you could use that to go whatever college you want to in our state. So,
and we do have, and we know, for example, based on most recent reporting with the University of New Orleans, my alma mater, they're a little bit in trouble, right? I mean, I care about them. I mean, I firmly believe that they built the middle class here, but and these kind of things can help.
Yes, no, I totally agree. And I actually just heard a great compliment from an engineering firm. They were like, we love to hire our engineers from UNO grads because they have a great work ethic. They're knowledgeable. And so, yeah, we don't want to lose that. I know, you know, the Senate president is working on how we can, you know, best make them more solvent. I do believe that, you know, being able to keep, you know, the best and brightest, and then being able to have, in a sense, free tuition and fees to go to UNO. And so hopefully this will help our state to be more competitive.
Lori, I know that you authored a number of bills this year. What are some of the top things that you've been concerned about, and have you been, and where are they through this process?
Sure. Well, I mean, obviously you could tell a lot of my bills, I do public safety. I do protecting children. I'm very passionate about that. And so I have a few bills to try to help protect children online. Unfortunately, we're starting to see, and even in our own state, there was a case in Washington Parish where a child was groomed online, and the gentleman from New Hampshire came and sexually assaulted this child, and DA Sims actually just prosecuted this case, and he was found guilty. And this is becoming just more and more of an issue. I know our AG was telling me about this group called 764, where it's an organized network where they're going onto the platforms that kids are on, games and social media, and they're grooming these children and having them send sexually explicit pictures And so I do have a few bills to tackle to make, you know, these companies that are engaging with our children, having them to have a duty of care, where if you're going to contract with a minor, that you better make sure on your platform and games that there's certain guardrails in order to protect children. And so that is actually awaiting. I'm hoping to get, I'm going to have my, it's already passed the House and now on to the Senate.
Yeah, very, very important. And it seems to be more and more prevalent and more in, and a big challenge, not only for law enforcement, but parents and alike, right? I mean, you know, I tell folks all the time, you got to be more intrusive. I'm glad I'm beyond those years now, but it was like, you know, it was never a dull moment, ever, for sure. Well, Lori Slagle, thank you so much for thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you so much for joining us. We got to get to a break. We really appreciate your time and your insight. And best of luck in the remaining 3 weeks of this session.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a good day.
That's Lori Slagle, state representative in Metairie, my state rep. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.